The Hypocrite's Dirty Alliance with Unbelievers, Spying and Espionage. In our previous episodes, we've already mentioned the admiration that the people with the characteristics of hypocrites feel towards the unbelievers and their efforts to gain a place among them. One of the dirtiest methods the hypocrites use to gain a position in the world of those people that they hold in awe is spying and espionage activities they carry out against Muslims. Throughout history, these hypocrites who carried out their activities insidiously among Muslim communities took part in the games that were played on Muslim states, in the destruction of some of those states, and in their weakening or sliding into dissension. These two-faced people, who present themselves as if they are on the side of Muslims, provide all kinds of support to the unbelievers wanting to carry out activities against the believers. As stated in the Quran with the words, they vacillate between the two, the believers and the unbelievers, not joining these or joining those. Surat An-Nisa 143. Hypocrites never actually take side with Muslims or with the unbelievers. Even though they live amongst Muslims, they feel a deep admiration towards unbelievers and imitate them. Therefore, they also try to get closer to unbelievers and improve their relations with them at every opportunity they get. Consequently, it becomes very easy for unbelievers, who are well aware of this point of view of the hypocrites, to approach these people whose hearts hover between faith and denial and manipulate them as they like. Hypocrites who admire unbelievers are ready to do whatever it takes to establish the slightest closeness with the people who enjoy a fancy place in society according to their ignorant criteria. Even the possibility of simply meeting a world-renowned columnist, a producer at a famous TV channel, a prominent political analyst and executive in a prominent think tank, or the founder of an important foundation, or the possibility of having those people hear their names, creates a stir of excitement for those with the characteristics of hypocrites. They try to present themselves as important, talented experts who have a say in their fields just to have a few words with them to attract their attention and gain their appraisal. Hypocrites hope to make use of these means these people have in such a position, rank, and prestige one day in the future, even if there is the slightest possibility. They hope that maybe someday they might write a column for a famous journal or a newspaper or appear and say a few words in a popular international TV channel. In the hypocrite's simple-minded world, it is worth everything to have such an opportunity. Unbelievers who are very well aware of the weakness in these people carrying the characteristics of the hypocrites identify these people who harbor a fierce admiration for foreigners, an ambition for social climbing, and a greed for fame one by one. They make the utmost use of their weaknesses and approach them with attractive offers. With the small benefits they provide, they create a convincing foundation and eventually turn those with the characteristics of hypocrites into people who would serve them the best and do whatever they would like them to do. After a short while, these hypocrites come to a line that would make them be able to betray Muslims, their closest friends, their families, even their own people and governments in the most perfidious ways, able to talk and write in the most hostile manner, even against their own people, their own states, and their national interests. One should be very clearly aware of the explicit fact that this demand for exchange between the unbelievers and the hypocrites and their respective expectations are completely mutual. Both parties possess what the other party wants the most. The moment they realize this, they take the first steps of a dirty and insidious alliance. All deep and evil structures around the world use hypocrites for spying. Deep and evil structures, who are very well aware of this benighted admiration the hypocrites have for showiness, their position and reputation, and their insane greed to obtain a footing in society, take action to provide these wishes, albeit ostensibly. At this stage, they either introduce themselves as if they are well-connected people with authority, rendering services at important and key points and using people who are already in such positions as a pawn in line with their goals. In the second phase, they try to engage the attention of those people with the characteristics of hypocrites, sometimes through social media, sometimes through an intermediary, and sometimes by making friends with them directly. At this point, both parties are faced with an opportunity that suits them both very well. Hypocrites respond ardently to the approach of these people, whom they believe will help them climb the steps they've been dreaming of. After a short while, they become close friends with the hypocrites, with whom they frequently correspond, talk at length, and cooperate on every manner. And in every such intimate conversation, they try to assure these people with the characteristics of the hypocrites, whom they want to use as spies like themselves. They convince them that they love and appreciate them dearly, and they will be there for them all their lives, that they will help them to the best of their ability about everything they may need, that they will never leave them, and that they will provide moral and material support about every manner. They make them believe in such a friendship. They provide remarkable advantages for them from time to time, and thus aim to prove to them how good they protect and watch over them. They say something like, "You are very different than others. You are much more talented. You have a unique effect upon people. Your words, your manner of speaking, your writings are very impressive and effective," to make them feel special. They say that only they can realize their so-called superior skills, and that others cannot see and appreciate their superiority. By doing so, they try to enthrall these people, carrying the characteristics of the hypocrites, by showing them that they are the only ones who can appreciate their skills as their due. Since people bearing the characteristics of the hypocrites evaluate things benignantly, they become very satisfied with the interest they are shown. Thinking, "These people love me so much, how affectionate they are towards me," they become even closer to these deep shadow states. Those people who sometimes introduce themselves as an important writer, sometimes as a famous doctor, sometimes as a political advisor or a prominent officer of an important institution, are actually prominent spies of some deep shadow states. By means of these people with the characteristics of the hypocrites they intend to lead towards their goals, they plan to gain access to all kinds of documents and information they believe might serve their purposes. This information might sometimes be ordinary personal information, or it might even be a secret of the state that might tarnish a state's reputation, that might cause a state to collapse, or to weaken it, or throw it into disarray, or to fall into dispute with another state. They pretend to be close, loving friends who protect and watch over them, who are ready to make all kinds of sacrifices for those people carrying the characteristics of the hypocrites that they select to use to reach their goals. For example, if the person they are talking to is a doctor, they provide that person with various opportunities, saying, "We love you so much. You are so valuable and talented, and you are an aspiring person in your profession. So come, let us make you the head of doctors." After that, they set off on a quest to obtain intelligence about more important people, and about those in key positions by means of those people with the characteristics of the hypocrites. During the day, they try to stay in touch with them as much as they can and try to gather all information by texting and calling if they are away and trying to be by their side constantly if they are near. They sit at their feet when they eat or study to get any information, hoping that they would let something important or a clue slip out, thinking that information flow can happen anytime. So they start poising over these people, wondering when they would be able to get information. In this way, they immediately forward all the information they gather to the secret settlements they belong to be used to carry out activities against faithful people, societies, or states. Throughout history, hypocrite spies who provide intelligence to deep evil shadow states were placed alongside all important personalities. In historical accounts, there are various examples of spying activities carried out by intelligence services using hypocrites. For instance, at the time of the Ottoman Empire, insidious and two-faced hypocrites were waiting on Sultan Abdul Hamid, hoping to obtain the slightest intelligence. And they succeeded in obtaining a lot of information in this way. Some as the doctor of the court, some as consultants, and some as close friends of the Sultan attained key positions in the palace. They never left the Sultan alone. Maybe for this reason the Sultan was thinking they were trustworthy people and loyal to him. But the only reason for their not leaving him alone was to gain intelligence. And they passed on all that information they gathered to the British deep state of that time that aimed to demolish the Ottoman Empire. As is known, after a while, they damaged Sultan Abdul Hamid's reputation, disgraced him, and got him out of the way. Such attempts carried out by the hypocrites were observed during the reign of many sultans during the time of the Ottoman Empire. They approached Mehmed the Conqueror, Suleiman the Magnificent, all the sons of sultans and high officials of the palace with these insidious methods. The hypocrites disguised as Muslims were the one providing intelligence to the groups that are enemies of our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. During the first years of Islam, hypocrites were coming near our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well. They were sitting all around him, listening to him with care and wanting to go with him wherever he went. They were showing their love for our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as the reason for their insistence. However, it was explicitly understood from their dirty and hateful looks, from their insolent, dishonest, arrogant, and sharp tone, that the hypocrites actually did not harbor any love for him. As God mentioned in the Quran with the verse, "They all but strike you down with their evil looks." The hypocrites harbored an unscrupulous grudge against our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite all this, they were going everywhere to be in our Prophet's sallallahu alaihi wasallam presence merely to get intelligence by using this so-called love pretext. They were then passing all kinds of intelligence that they thus acquired to the idolaters of Mecca and to groups working against our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, trying to attain personal gain in return, since at the time there were various groups against our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as well as masses of people who loved him very much. Consequently, approaching our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and attaining intelligence was very crucial for these opposing circles. With this in their minds, hypocrites were staying with our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all day long. And when they wanted to leave his presence, they did so insidiously, trying hard, in their foolish minds, not to be noticed. They were entering and leaving the environments our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, held his discourses, insidiously trying not to be noticed. During the conversation, they were hiding behind the masses, trying to shield themselves with others. Thinking that our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, would not notice them, they particularly preferred to sit behind him or at places out of his line of vision. Therefore, unless given some special attention, their entrance, exit, and their presence was not always perceptible. Since there were large crowds attending these discourses, it was very hard for our Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and his companions to follow all these hypocrites one by one. They were gliding to a corner like a snake and listening to conversations. After acquiring the intelligence they expected to attain, they were again tailing after one another like a snake trying to leave without being noticed in their foolish minds. They were expecting to overhear private and confidential issues that they thought might not be spoken of ordinarily in their presence. God informs us about this immorality of the hypocrites in the Quran, saying, "God knows those of you who sneak away. Do not make your summoning of the messenger the same as your summoning of one another. God knows those of you who sneak away. Those who oppose his command should beware of a testing trial coming to them or of painful punishment striking them." As stated in the verse, what awaits those showing the characteristics of hypocrites will be a painful punishment if they don't abandon their immoral attitudes.